Good morning. This is a subarctic beekeeper, one of the many. It's early March 2024. I'm doing a hive inspection and a feeding. Temperature outside is 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Temperature inside the bee barn is a balmy 39 degrees Fahrenheit. A wee bit chilly, and I'm feeling it too. It's about 7 a.m. in the morning. My goal today is to add some feed to my hives. Of course, checking them, seeing what kind of condition they're in. It's been a long winter. We've had a really cold winter, coldest in a couple of years. This year we had weeks of 35 below going down to 52 below Fahrenheit at our place. It hasn't impacted the bee barn so much, at least I don't think so. I know that a lot of beekeepers around the States and Canada are taking their bees out now. And if they're wintering their bees outside, their bees do get to go outside anyway, as soon as they feel the light and the temperature increase. It's one of the advantages of wintering your bees outside. One of the disadvantages of wintering my bees inside is that they can't see the light. And if we get a temperature spike where it goes up, warm enough for them to do a cleansing flight, they don't get to get out. So I wanted to add some feed, and I noticed all the bees are at the top of their hive. I bought a floor camera this year, and I was able to look at everything through the infrared camera, which has really been an asset for me. No need to open the hives and disturb them. I did run a Nosema test and a mite test, and found some traces of Nosema and mites, even after treating for both in the fall. Doing some prevention for the Nosema and doing a couple of mite treatments with oxalic acid vapors. So even when you treat them, they can get infected. You gotta stay on top of that stuff for sure. So brain injury has been giving me a hard time. I was feeling pretty good, feeling like everything's healing. Finally, and then got a medicine, and the doctor gave me the wrong dosage in one part of my head and no dosage at all in the other part, which resulted in a change of migraine patterns and some excruciating pain for about 4 weeks. Nothing you want to have going on. It inhibits everything. But I'm determined and I'm still at it. I'm going to go into the hives right now and see how the bees are doing. I've brought with me some Hive Alive patties, which I'm trying for the first time this year. I've also made some pollen patties. With this time of year and the temperature, they're not going to go for dry pollen, which is my preference. They're going to be eating pollen patties, and they need that right now because queen has hopefully been laying and there should be some brood in these hives. So I'm going to go in and check, and I'll report the results. I think this might be a long podcast. I kind of try to avoid that because I don't like the editing process. But I'm going to walk through this hive check, this apiary check, and tell you what I'm doing. So I've looked at all the hives under with the infrared camera. One of them, in particular, is dark, which typically means it's not giving off any heat. So I'm going to go into that one first, because in that particular hive, there's likely some stores that have not been consumed. If the other hives are running low on stores, I can use these frames in the hives that are giving off heat and that are alive. So it looks like I might have lost one colony. I've got the hives taped shut with aluminum tape, one of my favorites. They've been wrapped and strapped all season, so I used a hive strap. It's a long yellow one. It's made specifically for moving hives, and I love it. It's so much better than ratchet straps. Less complicated, easier, less awkward. And what you can hear me doing is using a knife to pry open the aluminum tape that I used to seal the lid. I use polystyrene hives. So in between the lid and the deep box is a queen excluder. So I use my queen excluders for excluding queens. But I also use them to hold on to feed.
winter feed. So I'll pack it with sugar cake or sugar brick, whatever you want to call it, and it'll adhere to that frame of the queen excluder, and I can lay it right on top. The polystyrene hives don't give a lot of room for inserting feed. Now I'm going to open up this hive and hope that I see some signs of life. So far, I do not. I'm going to peel off the rest of the aluminum tape and remove the lid all the way. If there was some bees moving around in here, I wouldn't be removing the lid all the way. I'd just be lifting it up to check and then put it back down. Okay, I inserted some bee. I like my aluminum tape. It sticks in the cold, it sticks in the wet. It helps disperse some heat. It's strong. Easy to work with. A little bit pricey, but I'd rather have the other characteristics and not worry about the price so much. It pays off in the end. So this hive appears to be dead. It could be the nodoma, it could be the mites. I am seeing some signs of fecal matter inside the hive, which means they've defecated inside. They don't like to do that. That might be dysentery. Or it might be nosema. Nosema causes dysentery, but not all dysentery is nosema. I brought my basket in here. If you've taken one of my classes, you know I have a metal bee basket. It's something I bought in the garden section of a department store. It works real well for holding my supplies. And I'm going to separate these frames, see if I can find the colony, and pull any usable frames. And I'm looking also to see if I can see why they died. The little heads are not inside the comb, so starvation does not appear to be the cause. I'm knocking some bees off. I'm setting these frames next to another box that's actually empty. Last time I checked, this hive was doing great. And I've got a nice frame full of stores still. I'd rather have it full of live bees, but it's not. So this frame I'm going to put aside. You know, they did have nosema. One of the risks would be that I'm introducing nosema into a hive that might not have it, which I don't want to do. So I got to be real careful here. There was some brood in this particular frame that didn't have time to hatch out. So I'm passing through the frames and I'm not seeing any problems here. The fecal matter, that was me slipping on the floor. Fecal matter is in one area of the hive, and it's just on the far left end. And so I will sample that and see if that was nosema. I'm on frame number 5, I guess. I would have rather wintered everything in a nuke hive, but didn't have enough nuke hives for it. Also had some damage to some of my nuke hives that I've got to repair. If any of you know a good way to repair a nuke hive. I've done some searches but haven't found a lot of great information. One thing I did find was Bondo, which is used for vehicles. I'll try that. And as I'm moving through the frames, well, it was a good population, but I'm noticing it's a pretty small colony. All the other frames right now are closed and I've blocked the entrances. So the bees can't fly out. A couple of them have gotten out already. We got a couple queen cells in this frame here. Supersedure cells. So the queen might have died in this one. We've got a lot of supersedure cells. These were made after the bees were hived up in October. And the population at the bottom of the hive is pretty small. I'll tell you, one pain in the butt with all of this is cleaning out a dead hive. I don't like that at all. A lot of scraping and scrubbing. This colony population is real small. I thought it was okay. It wasn't. There's hardly anybody in the bottom. So this is probably a small colony to begin with. I'd have to check my records. So that's hive number 10. I'm going to put that lid back on. One down. I did bring a notebook in which I made a map of all the hives so that I can record what's going on and then enter it into my app. I gave myself 2 hours to do this. Hopefully that's enough time. Should be. I say that, but you know, sometimes these things last longer. So I'd looked at all these hives with the camera, and I know that the next hive down is alive and kicking. So there's going to be bee activity. Before I open this hive, of course, like I said, I've got it plugged up with my homemade crafty hive reducer, which is an old dish towel. And I've got a wool blanket over it for extra warmth because we had that cold spell. This is hive number 6. And they're buzzing already. Ooh, they're buzzing big. I can hear them through the tape and the blanket, which means they want to get through. So the odds are good that they will, and they already have. Bless their little hearts. So I'm going to secure this entrance a little bit better. I want to get in and out here, get this done. Hive number 6. Had a good glow with the floor camera. I've already swept up the floor of the summer dead bees, the die-off. Brushing off the bees on the top because in this room, there's only red light. Bees don't see red, so it maintains the darkness for them. It helps them keep the metabolism down, which keeps them in a state where they're not consuming as much feed and don't have as much need to defecate. I'm wondering if I should have unstrapped these hives before I put it in, but I didn't want to this year. I want to keep everything locked up and tight. I'm working on finer points of beekeeping right now, you know, collecting more data. I want to breed some queens, some real hardy queens, you know, that have made it through the winter up here north of Fairbanks, Alaska. We're not talking Anchorage, which has a climate that seems to me to be more similar to Michigan or Minnesota, having come from the lower 48. We're talking far north, so subarctic climate. I got a heck of a lock on this. Stand by. The more I jostle this hive to get this unlocked, the more disturbed the bees get. I don't want that. But that's what I'm getting. Ugh. Sometimes it helps make a noise. Ugh. Not helping my case. Alright, fingers are sore because they're cold. This band is super tight. And it's very stiff because it's cold. If we were in Georgia, this would be easy as peaches. But we're not in Georgia. We're in Alaska, which is never ever to be confused with Russia, because we're not part of Russia. We're not part of Canada, although some think we are. And we're not our own country, although some wish we were. We are part of the States. All right, gotten this loosened up. It doesn't want to release, but it's made to release. So we will make it release. These bees are going to be agitated. All right. Have it open. Between the straps along the sides. There's a hive along the bottom that's covered up. Entrance is covered in a wool blanket. All right. Here we go. I want to have everything ready. I know these bees are buzzing around. So I've got my pollen patty. I've got some hive alive instead of sugar brick. Makes me a little bit cautious because it's squishy, which means it's got more moisture in it than the sugar brick we use that we make in the fall. And they've got ideally another month in here. I tend to take them out in March and put them in a hive pod that's on the deck that gets direct sunlight, so it gets a much warmer temperature, so that way I can let them out for cleansing flights. But typically, they wouldn't start coming out until April. And depending on us and our weather changes, and there have been a lot, it could be later. I'm going to cut a nice little clean slice through my aluminum tape because I want to reuse it. And then they're going to come right out at me because I've jostled them so much. The reason I'm adding feed, although I'm pretty certain I did put enough in the fall, is that you never can be too sure. And what beekeeper doesn't want a peek, right? And peeling off that aluminum tape off the perimeter of the hive. And what that has done is it has kept the heat inside, the warmth, and has not allowed for any drafts to chill the bees. Making sure the bees are brushed off the top. Why not, right? Make some more vibrations. All right. Now it's time to lift up, and then I'm going to stop the podcast and get back to work, see if I can get out of here in a few minutes and get to my regular job. You'll hear my excitement if they're moving around. I know they are because they're buzzing. Oh, yes, they are. Wonderfully. So I'm going to stop the podcast now. I'm going to take some pictures. Take care of yourself. Take care of your bees. Happy winter or happy spring, depending on where you're at. All rights of this podcast are copyrighted. Can't be used without permission. Slava Ukraina. Take care. Bye.